Today we're going to back up a little bit to see again a little bit the Gemara we saw yesterday and try to flow into the next Gemara. So we'll go over a little bit quickly from the Tana Rabbanan on Chaf Amar Beis. From where we started yesterday, we'll just start again now.
20B?
Yeah. Good, you good?
Page.
Chaf Amar Beis, 20B.
Thank you.
We actually got that one. We got the second Rabbi Yonah. The Pasuk says, Veseret. Right, like we said, it's referring to someone scratching on a nefesh, that you shouldn't make a scratch. Veseret la nefesh la titu v'psachim. The person shouldn't scratch himself and grief over a dead person. Yachal afi yisrael veseret al beisai. I would think, let's say, even if you scratch yourself, al beisai shenafal, let's say on your house that fell. Va'al si nasi shenatavah bayam, or on your boat that drowned. Maybe there also, if you scratch yourself, you chayev, is the derais and it's makos. Tamalari la nefesh, no. It's only when you do it la nefesh, it's only specifically in the case where you did it in grief over someone who died. That's is the derais, and that's what a person gets makos for doing. Ain't a chayev, ela meis bulvat. You know, a person not chayev only on a meis alone. Only if he did it on a dead body. Where do we know? Lemesaret chametz shritas al meis echas shu chayev al kol achav achas. How do we know if a person scratched himself five scratches on one person, he's still chayv on each one? You would think maybe it's one dead body. It's one lav. Why is it five different lav and five different malchus? Tamalami viseret. So we saw two pshatim in the Rivan, either it's from the extra letter, because it could have said, it could have wore the patzik la nefesh like tisra too. But he makes a drasha of it's from viseret, that you chayv on each and every scratch. L'chayv al kol shritu shritu. To tell you chayv on each and every scratch. So that's the Tanakama. Tanakama told us, you chayev on each and every scratch. Come to Rabbi Yaisi, Haimer. Where do we know? Lemesaret, Shrita Achas, Al Hei Mesim, Shu Chayev, Al Kol Achas, Al Kol Achas. How do we know? If you scratch one scratch at five Mesim, you're chayev on each and every one. Tamalamer, La Nefesh. Because the Pasuk says, La Nefesh. L'chayev, Al Kol Nefesh, V'Nefesh. To tell you chayiv on each and every nefesh. Which means you're teaching you that it goes by the people you do, even if it was every single nefesh you did, you're chayiv, another is the derisa. What's the Gemara's question now? What's the Gemara's question? Ivaha, afikte lebeisa shenafel fosfinasa shetava baya. We already used this pasuk to teach me the way the Gemara started. That it's, oh, you only get the malchus, the isra, only when you do it lenefesh, only on the grief of someone who died, and a soul that died. And not on a boat that drowned you, a different loss that you had. So how could Rabbi Yaisi come and use lenefesh again, like we explained yesterday, Rivan said, that's the pasuk of the pasuk. The seret lenefesh, leititnu, means a person shouldn't do it over the grief of a person who died. So how could Rabbi Yaisi come and say, how could he use it another time to tell me that if you scratch one scratch on five people, you're chayiv five times. I've already used up this pasuk. It's already used for pashup shah. There's no room to make extra drushas. That's why it's question baha fikte. But he already took it out, which means he already used this pasuk. Lebeisa for injafal, for a case where a house that fell down. So you're not saying should tell it bayam, or both the tragedy. Tell you're not chayiv then. You're only chayiv le nefesh. So hecker, yes, you use le nefesh a second time. Let's go to the top of chaf aleph amid aleph. The Gemara answers, "Kastava Rabbi Yaisi, Srita Ugdida Achasi." Rabbi Yaisi holds, scratching, they're both the same thing. When it says the word Srita, Veseret in one pasuk, Veseret Lanefesh, and it says in the other pasuk, Loitis Kredidu, which we're calling Gedita. The Achasi, they both mean the same thing. They both have one definition. They both mean the same thing. Which Rivan told us, they both mean you're scratching with the head or with a kli. That's what both of them mean. They both mean the same thing, with the head or with a kli.
Meaning they both get the same punishment. Is that what it means?
No, it means more than that. It means, if I would ask you, what's the definition of seret? What would you tell me?
Don't scratch.
What type of scratch?
Or don't
how?
It, or if you don't get it,
yeah, but I ask you, what's the pshat in the seret. What does that mean? If I ask you to give you an art, I ask you, you're writing for art school now. What's the definition of a seret?
Make it a cut.
Scratch with a hand.
Just a cut.
Oh, you use a puzzle shot. You say scratch with a hand. So make, so you make a cut. But how? Make a cut with that. Make
a
cut with a hand.
What's that?
Comes the Rivan. Explain this. Rabbi Yossi is telling me. Shrita ugdi de achasi. I mean, they're all the same thing. The definition, if you open a dictionary to Shrita, will say one who scratches himself either with their hand or with an instrument. You also, so that's, you look by side. And he flips the dictionary to the Gimel for Gedida. He says, what does Gedida mean? You'll find the same exact definition. It will say, but someone who scratched himself either with their hand or with a cleat.
Is that a laceration, a puncture, an abrasion?
Isn't that really Shmuel who's saying that?
No, yeah, say the same thing. Was that Shmuel saying the same thing? Rivan said Shmuel saying the same thing. That's, first of all, what's Rabbi Yossi saying?
I think Rabbi Yossi is saying it's the same prohibition.
Yeah. Look at the Rivan. So look at the top Rivan. The Tarvai, both of them.
Yeah, but he also then comes in the next one, says it's obvious, the Kuli Ami, everyone says the Ikrgidia.
Of course, that's the main definition.
Right.
Which means it will usually be used if you're saying a story. Somebody scratched himself with their hand. The word you usually use is srita. He did a vesaret.
Right.
That's but it could also mean if someone used the word that the person went and he did a srita with a knife. It's also correct. Not a rule. Also, usually a person would say gedida. You say the person did gedida to himself with an instrument. That would be the usual way to use it. But sometimes, you'll also use it to say, the person did gedida with his hand, he scratched himself with his hand and made himself a gedida. So you have to, usually the most, it's most commonly used, vesaret means with your hand, and gedida means with a kli.
We're saying there's two different ways to do the same action.
Correct. And it's called just two different names for the same thing. It's two names for two things.
But are those the same type of wounds?
Yes, the same exact thing. The same exact thing. Srita and Gedida, according to this, according to Yossi and Shmuel, are the same exact thing. That's what the top Rivan says. The Tarvai Ubein Riyad Ben Rikli. It says by both of them, that both of them, the definition is either with the hand or with the Kli. So how does that help us? How does that answer our problem? What was our problem with Rabbi Yossi?
He's always using the silk. He's never changing it, so he's freeing up Srita to have Gedida.
Yeah, so what are we doing now? We're freeing up the pasuk of La Nefesh by Srita, which was our pasuk, right? Because how do we know it's on a dead body? We know from the case of Gedida, which is the same exact case, the identical case. Over there it says, like this Gedlu says on a dead body. Yeah? So it says on a dead body. So over here, I don't need you to tell me again by Srita that this halacha applies specifically for cutting yourself over the grief of a dead body. So now I have extra word by us of La Nefesh. Originally, what was the Gemara's question? How could Rabbi Yossi use lenefesh?
Are you already used by a boat in a house?
Have we already used it? Tell me that you're only chayav in a nefesh and not if you lose a lot of money.
Right.
So I say the lenefesh by us is still open. So I don't need it to teach me this halacha.
You don't need it on the boat in the house because you already have lameis.
Because I already have lameis. Lameis is already by like this guy, which is the same exact halacha. Because they both mean the same thing. Told me this whole halacha only applies when it's on grief to a dead person. So therefore, the lenefesh by us is extra. So I'll use it to teach me, Rabbi Yossi says, to teach me that even if you do one scratch on five bites, for every nefesh is another lav, and it's going to get another malchus. What do you say, Rabbi Ezra?
I can understand that that's what he learns, but I don't understand how he gets, where did he get that from? Did he get it from tradition?
Where did he get which from?
Somebody taught him that?
You're asking, how does Rabbi Yossi know?
Link the two.
You're asking, how do you know that how does Rabbi Yossi know, or how does the Gemara know that the definition of Srita and Gedida is one? Yes. So, I don't know, usually they learn these things from the Rebbeim, saying, I don't know exactly how it works. Usually it's Masara, these things. Usually they learn it from the Rebbeim, what Srita, what Gedida means. We'll see the opinion later that argues, but it seems like, I mean, the Gemara knows such an opinion exists. You're asking, how does he know? Probably it's a Masara. Most of these things are passed down, what a word means. It's probably a Masara that he knew.
This is not exertion. What is his fault? What is compared to the two? There's obviously a word he's using the two. Is there
he's not making
there,
Shav. He freed it up.
Not exertion, but I'm saying, is there any
message? Compared to the two positives?
It wasn't a limo. We're not comparing.
He's looking at one like the other. It's just saying the same thing, no?
He's just giving you a definition. See, which point do you want to know? Srita and Gdita are one thing?
Yeah. What is he?
That's just, oh, he's just using a dictionary. He's using it being a dictionary. He's using it making it a dictionary. He's giving its definition. He's like, we don't understand the word.
Both of them are the same, but one is Ab and one is Toladak, meaning that.
No, but here there's no such thing. Over here they don't say it. They say it's Mamet or Ivan says the same thing. The Gemara of Rabbi Yossi and Shmuel holding his Mamet is the same exact thing.
Building from
a Gzeir of Shavah. It's not a Gzeir of Shavah here. Sure. Why is it a Gzeir of Shavah?
We have the
three
talking
right.
About the
Kohen. Not because of Kohen. You don't have to come on to that. Not into a Kohen. Stop. Because it says, it's just helping you understand the definition.
We're
in the top line of the Gemara. Three things. The person scratched themselves. Remember when the person scratched himself over the grief of a dead body? You know? I didn't see any clear show over here. We're telling you, we're giving you a definition. We're telling you, your whole question is coming because you don't understand the definition of Srita and Gdita. Once you understand it's all the same thing, so then I already know it's on over a dead body from the case of Gdita. So now I freed up this Lanafesh.
Stand on your shoulders.
Okay.
If you have an Eved and you give it a Zetz, okay? Either a Srita. Or cut is the same thing, you know. I just want to see maybe one has more power than the other.
According to this, they don't have any more power. It's the same exact thing. That's what this Gemara is saying. That's Rabbi Yossi and Shmuel. They both mean the same thing. If you open a dictionary, you'll find the same exact definition of both of them. Just it might say by street, it will say it's the one who cuts himself with a hand. And I'll say, or sometimes also used with a utensil, because that's the main use of it. Gedida will tell you. Gedida, you'll say someone who's scratching himself. Self with a kli, and also with it could also be used as terminology for a hand. That's to say, the dictionary say the same exact definition. So therefore, that comes at the pasuk extra by us. So now, once we were speaking at this, we bring another shita Shmuel also, who seems to say the same halacha, who seems to be going with the shita of Rabbi Yossi. That he's saying that shita and gdita are all one. It's just the same thing. Amar Shmuel. Hamasaret b'kli, chayiv. One who does srita with a kli is chayiv. Now, which one just do?
You really link together the good and
the srita and the kli.
Right. He's just confirming Rabbi Yossi by being able to interchange the two. Just clarifying.
Correct. Because really, the proper way to speak would be, if you start with biyat, you did a srita right. With the hand.
Or a gedida with a kli.
Yeah, but why is he saying you do srita with a kli? To put the two together, to make sure we understand that they're all one thing, that you could do srita with a kli. If you don't go with Rabbi Yossi, you could only do srita with your hand. That's srita, you do it with your hand.
Do we know what the pasuk Shmuel is learning this from?
It doesn't seem like a pasuk. That's what Ezra is asking the same thing. It seems like it was like a mustard, that's what the word means. It's not so much a pasuk, it's a shiloh, a definition of a word. It seemed like it was like a mustard, what the definition was.
But does Rabbi Yossi hold like Shmuel, meaning that, you know, Shmuel says that. You know, you do a srita with a kli, and you get two markers. Rabbi Yossi is going to be the same thing.
That's what it seems from the Rivar. Ivan seems that Shmuel not arguing under Shmuel not arguing under Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara is bringing another opinion to see this idea. It's like it could be even like explaining, it's elaborating. Right? Nachon, we understand it better. But the point is, he's going with the same shita. Yeah. Oh. So let's see Shmuel again. Amar Shmuel, Masayat v'kli chayiv. If you do srita with a kli, you're chayiv. It's like, even though you do it with a kli, you're chayiv. What's he's coming to? What's Shmuel's chiddush? Of course, I know for the psukim, if you scratch yourself, you're chayiv. What's he telling me? But even though you did srita.
That's the more obvious pasuk.
Yeah, so why is what's Shmuel teaching you? What's Shmuel coming to teach me? If you read the pasuk, what's Shmuel coming to tell me? Amar Shmuel. Hamasaret b'kli chayv. I have a Mishnah. I have a Rabbi Yossi. What's Shmuel's coming much late? Shmuel's on Meir. What's he telling me? What's Shmuel telling me? Good. He's telling me he holds like Rabbi Yossi, and therefore you'll get two malchus. Meaning everyone's asking on the Rabbi Yossi, where did Rivan get this from? But that's is Shmuel's chiddush. Shmuel's telling you Masaret b'kli you're chayv. Now I don't need Shmuel to tell me you're chayv because I have a Mishnah. Of course you're chayv. I have a pasuk that says you're chayv. I have a Mishnah that says you're chayv. The Mishnah tells me already. Shmuel's going to tell me, what's your name again? What's your name? Natana? Nassim says that's where the Rivan is, that what's Shmuel's chiddush? He says, Shmuel's chiddush is your chayiv, but your chayiv twice. Like the Rivan told us, that's the whole chiddush of Shmuel. It's a very nice chayiv. I didn't think of that. You're right, that is Shmuel's chiddush, according to the Rivan.
Right.
I mean, I didn't understand when I was learning the Gemara. I wanted, what's Shmuel telling me? Very nice. I have Rabbi Yossi already. What are you adding? He's telling me, even though you do Shrita, first of all, he's telling me two things. First of all, it's still called Shrita when it's with a Kli. Like Rabbi Yossi, even though it's still called Shrita, you can still use the word Shrita even when you do it with the Kli.
So he's backing up.
And also, that you can, since they both mean the same thing, and like the Rivan told us, that means you have two Psukim telling me the same thing then. The minute you tell me Shrita and Kdida are the same thing, that means I have two Psukim telling me the same thing. I have a Seret. Let this guy do both telling me, don't scratch yourself on a mace. That comes at you Chayim twice.
That's
come.
Good morning, these
I don't know. I'm sure the Psukim, if you read the Psukim, I'm sure you see the thing over there.
Okay.
I don't know, but.
Chayim on what? What two things?
He scratched himself.
That's one.
With a Kli. Let's say it's with a Kli, but with two different Psukim. He just transgressed two different Isurim in the Torah.
He did a Shrita and a Gadda.
First of all, it says Vesaret Lenefesh. Like,
but he's doing one action, he's getting
yes.
Two.
Yes, there is such a thing. Yes. There is such a thing.
Because they have two Psukim.
Yeah, because they have two Psukim. Right, like we had by the Sharets. You have different Psukim. Why many Psukim we have?
Right.
You could prosecute one Sharets and get a lot of lava because you have many Psukim on the same thing.
Uh-huh. So.
Yes, different cases, yeah. Different cases we had. It's possible to get in one action more than one Malkus.
So that's the Hiddish of Shmuel.
Yeah, but it's two things. First of all, Mesaret the Kli. First of all, you could do Shrita with a Kli. That's the first one. And second of all, comes out the Rivan tells us he went a step further. Right? That means you get Chayv twice next. You have two Psukim telling me the same thing. That's what the Rivan said. Fine, so let's see. We'll see this Rivan again. The last word of the top one. HaMesaret B'Kli Chayv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, HaVadei Pshita, certainly simple, Lekuli Alma, to everyone. The Iker Gedida, the main definition of Gedida, Mashma B'Kli. Of course, the main definition of Gedida is really with a Kli. The Iker Shrita, the main definition of Shrita, the main way you'd use the word Shrita, Mashma, but yeah, it's Mashma. We hear from here, it means with the head. The Ka'amar Shmuel is telling us, HaMesaret, if you do Shrita with a Kli, Ala Meis Chayv. For the Lord Ka'amar, he did not say, HaMegadid B'Kli, which would have been the easier, the better words to use maybe,
right,
that you did Kedida with a Kli.
The
normal way to speak, the most regular, common way to speak. Lashmi'ina, to tell us, what did he come to make us hear? To let us know, the shame Shrita, the name of Shrita, you could call it Shrita also, Shaykh, it's the Kli, it's Shaykh, it's
why?
Connected, applies by a Kli.
Yeah.
Even by a Kli, you could say the word Veseret. And therefore, and comes where Ivan takes it a step further, and therefore he makes the eye opener. And therefore, what's another Chiddush Shmuel telling us? For Oisa Chabura Ba'asma B'Kli, someone who makes the Chabura on himself with a Kli Al Hamais over the grief of a dead body, Chayv Shnei Lavin, he's Chayv Tu Lavin. Mishum Misaret, because of Shrita, Mishum Megadin, because of the Pasuk says Megadin, two different Psukim. The Gdida Usrita, because Gdida and Shrita, Achasi, they're all one thing. Because we're saying now, like that was the words of Rabbi Yossi. He also Rabbi Yossi. The Taivara, they're both of the two of them. Bein B'yad, basically, they're both the definition is, whether with the head or the Kli. So the Torah is giving me the same exact Isser twice. It's telling me the Seret, which means don't scratch yourself with your hand or a Kli. And also, what this guy is, don't do it with a head or a Kli. So it'll come out, you'll get too loud. Oh. Why has a question?
Do we hold like this? The halacha?
I don't know.
Good question. Does it get through? Will we consider it too loud?
It'll depend if you hold Shrita and Gdida. According to Rabbi Yossi Shita, the Shrita and Gdida are two different things. So Shmuel's Lacharit should come out. It's too loud. It could be we don't hold the Rabbi Yossi. In Rabbi Yossi's way of thinking, if Shrita and Gdida are one thing, there's two loud and on the
right,
same exact thing. But I'm saying, according to him, that's his Shita. But you're right. Saying maybe we don't hold it. Maybe we hold like the.
We hold it. Each one is its own separate line. We don't hold
like
Shmuel. We don't
hold like brother. It seemed like for the Mishnah we do hold like this, because we learned in our Mishnah that you do get a one scratchy of five mason.
Right.
We do hold like Rabbi Yossi. And we got that from the pasuk of Lenefesh.
We got that from Lenefesh.
And the only way we could get it from Lenefesh is if you
hold. Yeah, but obviously the Tanakhama.
Yeah.
We Rabbi Yossi disputed the
Tanakhama. He's not saying he's not disputing. He's added. The Tanakhama is in a different halacha.
It's not
disputing.
We can't use it twice.
But the Gemara answers, it's not a problem for twice, because we hold Shrita and Gdida as one thing. It's not using it twice.
Then why did the Tanakhama bring Lenefesh? Answer.
Wait a minute, because Rabbi Yossi could also, at the end of the day, Rabbi Yossi,
Why did the Tana Kama bring La Nefesh to answer on the boat and the house?
I say, since the fact that Akama brought us to see, he argues.
You see, it's an argument over there.
Fine, so you see, argues everybody's, but we, halacha, our Mishnah brought Rabbi Yossi. Fine, here, I don't know halacha. You're right. Tana Kama didn't necessarily hold up Rabbi Yossi. Say, maybe we've asked about the Tana Kama. Okay, I don't know what the halacha is. Okay, 1 second. I don't know, let's check it up after.
Okay.
Fine. So what is it? Why I say now the third line? Mesve, Srita, Ugdida, Achasi. Srita and Gedida is one thing, which means it's basically both mean scratching. We're hearing why it doesn't mean like we said Achasi, like we said originally. Saying, Ella, only rather should Srita be Yad, Ugdida be Kli. So what do we see? This Gemara is saying, Srita only means, the definition of Srita is only Biyad, and the definition of Gedida is only with a Kli. So how could Shmuel say they both mean that Srita means both and Gedida means both of them, the hand with a Kli? But we have it seems to be like a Brisa, not like that. It's a Brisa against him. The Gemara says it's not a problem. Who? The Amak Rabbi Yossi. Who? He, Shmuel. He holds a Rabbi Yossi who holds it's one thing. So you're right, we're saying it's true. There is such an opinion that it's two different things. Like we said, that's probably what the Tana Kama held it on.
Yeah, this is Tana Kama.
Like the Tana Kama. That it's all one thing. Srita and Gedida are all one thing. And right. Therefore, you could Tana Kama held, you can only use La Nefesh to teach me that you only
Chayit. One thing, Ella Srita and Gedida and Bekli. There's two separate things.
According to Tana Kama, it will come out.
That, therefore, he holds the two different things. And use La Nefesh to teach me only over a dead body. But Rabbi Yossi, who holds that Srita and Gedida are all the same things, they mean the same exact thing. So yeah, actually have a Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi, meaning you can't ask a Shmuel, Yamara, are you going against the Braisa? Because he's not going against the Braisa, he's not going against Tana. What was the Gemara's question? You, Shmuel, are telling me it's all one thing. Srita and Gedida have the same definition. We have a Braisa against you, we have Tanam against you, you can't argue Yamara, you can't go against the Tanam. Gemara's answering, it's not a problem, he's going in the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, he has a different Tana to bank on. I say it's fine, it's not a problem at all. He's going in the opinion of Rabbi Yossi.
I think we hold
it
with Tana Kama. I don't see anything about that.
Yeah, I don't know for sure. That's what it looks like from the letter, but I don't know for sure.
Right.
And fine, so he said, Rabbi Yossi, let's see the Rivan. The bottom, the widest line, the fourth widest line. Meisveik, Didu Srita Achasi, Kloimar, meaning to say, Bein Srita, Bein Gedida, whether you do Srita or Gedida, when we say it's one thing, it doesn't really mean it's one thing. It really means it's two different things. It means Inyan Chaburahim. They're both talking about wounding yourself, which means they're under one topic. They're the same topic. Ushneim al Meis, and they're both talking about you're hurting yourself over a mace, over the grief of a dead body. Ela Srita biyad, Gedida kli. Srita is with a hand, and Gedida is with a kli. So it's a kashi l'Shmuel. It's a question on Shmuel. The Amr that said Tarvayu, both of them, Bein Biyad, Bein Bekli, Shmuel said that the two of them are, whether with the hand and with the Kli, they both mean, both of them, Srita means with the hand and the Kli, and Gedida also does. Demedeka Amr, because this that he said, Shmuel said earlier, Hamasaret Bekli, you did Srita with the Kli, but like he didn't use the terminology of Hamagadid Bekli, that you did Gedida with the Kli. Michla, we understand from here. The Srita Shayacha Bekli Kedida. The Srita could fit with by a Kli just like Gedida. I mean, the fact that Shmuel said you did Srita with a Kli, he's trying to teach us that you could do Srita with a Kli and not just with a hand.
He's agreeing with Shmuel, just saying that it's all interchangeable, basically. He's just confirming Shmuel's.
Who's confirming?
Rabbi Yossi.
The Rivan right now, we're explaining the Gemara's question now, saying there's a question on Shmuel. Right, he brought that Shmuel's opinion, but Nachon, he confirmed Shmuel's opinion again. It's the same as Rabbi Yossi earlier. But we say, well, now we have a question on it. Because this Braisa says, Srita is only with the hand, and Gedida is only with the Kli. It's a question on Shmuel. So then, why is this not a problem? Shmuel, we go, look, Rabbi Yossi, you already have a time at the bank on Shmuel's going. He took that side, took that opinion, so that's fine. Shmuel could take sides, he could go in a certain time. In a certain time, he's allowed to, so it's not a question on Shmuel.
Yep.
Fine, there you go. Tani, Tana, Kamei, Rabbi Yechon. What does it mean when it says Tani, Tana? What does it mean?
Bucky and Bryce.
Oh, So Tani Huto, it was taught by Amira. Tana, there's Brysa. Come in, like Rav Zed says, someone who's Bucky and Brysa used to come and say Brysa in front of people. They were these guys, they remember the Brysas. So they would come. So one of the Amiraim came and he taught a Tana, a Brysa. Come in, Rabbi Yechanan, in front of Rabbi Yechanan. So Tana, the Amira came and taught a Brysa in front of Rabbi Yechanan. He told them the following. Almaz, someone who scratches himself in grief over a dead person, someone who died. Then, Bein Riyad, Bein Mekli. Whether you scratch yourself with your hand, whether with a kli, Yechai, right? Everyone agrees to that. The question before was a definition. Everyone agrees whether you scratch yourself with a hand or with a kli, Yechai of Malkus. However, Al Avadis Kechavim, if someone scratches themselves on Avadis Zara, Biyad Chai, with your hand, Yechai, the kli putter, your kli putter. If someone scratched themselves, that was the way they used to have interesting ways to serve Avadis Zara, right? So one of the ways these students served Avodah Zarah was they would give blood to Avodah Zarah. How did they give blood? They would scratch themselves, they give blood, like their nefesh, give their soul to the Avodah Zarah.
A Jew was doing this?
Yes. So let's say a Jew went. A Jew went, and he wanted to give his blood to Avodah Zarah. So what did he do? He scratched himself. That was the way they used to serve Avodah Zarah. Scratch yourself, make yourself bleed, and that's the way you serve, like, give a part of your nefesh, so to speak. That was the way they used to try to serve Avodah Zarah.
He saw the idol worshippers doing this.
No, he did this.
He's imitating it.
Yeah, he's doing it. That's one of the ways they did it. Yeah. So now.
With his hand.
Oh, so what's the halacha? So we're saying, if he did it with a kli, if he did it with his hands, he's chayiv because that's the derech. You're by the halacha of the zara. You're only chayiv if that's the derech to serve this avodah zara like this. That's where we serve avodah zara. Right? If you, besides, Ram brings that from the halacha of the zara, a few different things that every avodah zara is chayiv for. Let's say you do shechita or different things that are very common. You know, bring a few examples, right? Then you're only chayiv if you do that thing. Let's Ram gives an example. He says, let's say these type of avodah zara used to go to the bathroom in front of it, bal par. And there's another avodah zara called markulis. You throw rocks at it. They would throw rocks at it. That was the way they used to study to throw rocks. So let's say you go to the bal par of avodah zara, and you decide, I'm not in the mood to go to the bathroom in front of it today. I'll throw rocks at it. We do the other way. You go to the Merkulis, and you say, I'm not going to throw rocks. I need to go to the bathroom. I'll go to the bathroom today in front of this thing. Why should I throw rocks? Halacha is yinachai. You put it. The only chai for doing avodah zarah, you serve it in the same way that's supposed to be served. Unless you give a few examples over there where that's very common to serve all of it. You do shlita, you bring a carbon to it. A few examples, even if it's not the derech to do this, you're also chai. But if you do the wrong thing, you chai. So now let's say a guy came. This is avodah zarah. Everybody does biyad. Everyone cuts their hand with it. Only you have to scratch your hand. Do it with your fingers and make yourself bleed. This guy, he's not so into that avodah zarah. He didn't realize what you're doing, so he didn't have such long nails. I said, I'll figure it out. I'll come and I'll take my razor blade and cut myself. So then, the halacha is, you putter. Because you have to do it in the derech, in the right derech they do. So why are saying, if it's on a dead body there, it says they're both usher. Scratch yourself with a hand or with a kli os. However, by the avodah zarah, if it's with your hand, you're chayiv because that's the derech to scratch off with your hand and make yourself bleed. But the kli, you're potter. If you scratch it off with a kli and you make yourself bleed, you're potter because it's not the derech to serve this avodah zarah.
The commandment is not to scratch. Right?
But that's by a mace.
With a kli, right?
In which case, by a mace. I mean, the Gemara is bringing two different halachas. Really, we're mixing them because they're both about scratching. Really, it's two different things. We're like mixing apples and oranges.
So you brought the example of cutting with the razor.
For what? For a mace right or now? For avodah zarah?
For the
goy. For the avodah zarah.
Isn't he over on two things? He's over on scratching.
For what?
You know, cutting, and he's over on imitating a goy?
It could be. I don't know if you have malchus for imitating a goy. You're not supposed to. I don't know if it's an Isra deraisa of malchus. Avodah zarah is Isra deraisa of malchus. So I mean, you're right. Rabbi Ezra's right. Either way, you do something wrong, you're trying to imitate goy, you're not a good guy. Right, you now try to imitate Goyim, but that's not the Isra Deraisa that you get Malkus for. We're trying to figure out what's the Isra Deraisa you get Malkus for.
But why are we bringing the issue of the Goyim here?
Because we're differentiating, we're contrasting. Because it used to be, before we started forgetting, we used to try to have to memorize everything. Everything had to be Baal Peh. So a lot of times the halachas and contrasts which were connected to each other, we bring them down. So in your head, now you have these halachas straight in your head. It had to all be by heart. So we're telling you, now you just learned about scratching, so now just get this straight. In Hilchas, for a person scratching at a dead body, it's with a hand or with a kli. But, however, don't get confused with the Hilchas of a desire. Over there, it's only the way you serve it, which is the Gemara is saying now, is only with the hand and not with the kli. To make a contrast, so you know halacha, when you become a paisa, because we have to paskin, a guy comes over to you, tells you, what happens if I serve the mezara with the hand? Well, you only with a kli. Well, you say, well, you're going to start making cheshbon, but I learned by a mace. It's both. We're saying, over here, it's only the way you serve the mezara and not in both with a hand and with a kli.
So could it be a kashan more than Rabbi Yossi or not?
No, it's about the Zohar, it's a different sugya. We're just contrasting. We're just contrasting. We're not mixing the sugyas. Why does it mean to mix? We don't mean to ask a question. That's two different things. That was referring to scratching at the body. Here's about the Zohar. It's two different sugyas. Just bring the
continuation of the price.
Yeah, because that's really why is the price of mixing them. Yeah. Usually, it's just it was the Rebbe teaching. It's not enough to flow. You got to remember everything. You have to be, you know,
scratching.
Yeah, it's the scratching. Yeah, today's the shear on scratching. Abuse. Yeah. That's today's shir. They still need to give shir money. Scratching and thank you so please. Then stop. Zev said he still gives shir on that. Not a shir on the scratching. Zev afterwards.
But it's mainly women.
But we said here also someone asked yesterday shir. It's the same. Is there the rice on woman? Yeah, it's saying it's a regular lifestyle. Every lifestyle says also on woman. So if it's on a dead body, guy tell him besides for other issues, is there the rice maybe? Tell him if it's on a dead body, but it comes to Gemara guy. Let's see again. Tani Tana came to Rabbi Yochanan. It was told by Tana for Rabbi Yochanan. Al meis, if someone scratches them over the grief of a dead body, bein biyad, bein mikli. Whether it's with a hand or with a utensil, chayiv, you're chayiv. You have two psukim. Al vayis kechavim on of the zara. If that was the way to serve it, so at this point the Gemara is understanding biyad chayiv. If you do it with your hand, you're chayiv because that's the way they used to serve the way the zara by scratching themselves with their hand and making themselves bleed. The kli potter. With a kli, you're potter because it's not the derech. But the Gemara asks, "Baha ipchah ksiv." But it's written the opposite. With lachar we have psukim that's written in Malachim Aleph by the famous story of Eliyahu HaNavi over there, with the story that he wanted to prove the people that the Baal was you shouldn't serve the Baal, right? The people used to serve the Baal, the Avodah Zarah. Used to bring kabbalas to the Baal in Malachim, right? You know the famous story that Eliyahu HaNavi he wanted to prove to them. It's right. They both made mizbeach. They both shechted animals. He said, "Whoever's fire, the fire comes down for Shemayim, they're the real God." Right? And he davened and davened until the time of Mincha. And then finally, the fire came down and burnt the carbon Eliyahu HaNavi's car. Hashem sent the fire down. Now, but what's another part of the pasuk you don't hear when you're a kid? You don't hear the other part of the story that they also were davening to their Baal and doing things to try to, according to their warped thinking, that it could do something. They also were trying to serve it and arouse the Baal to come bring down a fire. So what does this pasuk say? One of the things they did was they cut themselves, like we were speaking about, in order to give like their blood to the Baal to get it to come down, so to speak, and make a fire for them. But what's the Gemara's question? Over there it says they did it with a kli. You're telling me the way a person cuts themselves in front of the Zara is with the hand and not with the kli. But look at the pasuk over there. It says the opposite. It says the way you do it is with a kli and not with the hand. So why say you're right? We're really flipping. The only way you're chayiv is if you do it with a kli, because that's the derech, but not with the hand. So the Gemara switches. So the zara, we're keeping the same halacha. But the zara, you're chayiv when you do it the way you're supposed to serve it. Right? Originally, we thought the way I guess the Gemara is not so understanding of the zara how it works.
Are there different types of mezuzah?
It seems like what's the main derech to do? I guess there was one. You're right. If there are different types, you'll be chayiv in both. It sounds like at this point, what was the derech then to do it?
Maybe, but the Gemara says,
originally we thought the way to do it is with scratch with your hand. So we said, you're chayav when you do it with your hand only. Then we're switching. Gemara says, I guess we don't really know about the Zara too well. Not so, you know, sure. Not so learned in the way of the Zara's work. You're right, the Pasuk says they did it with their hand, with the kli. So you're only chayav if you do it with a kli. Good? So why just switch it? The same thing. You're only chayav when it's the regular derech. We didn't understand what the derech was. So let's see the Gemara again. I have a hot ipchak say, but it says the opposite. The pasuk says, "Vayis gaydu kimishpatim." They scratch themselves like gadita, kimishpatim like their laws. Lashon gadita. Vayis gaydu is lashon gadita. That's right. Like the pasuk also says. Oh, so it's fine. Kimishpatim like their rule, like their laws. Becharavus with a charev, with a sword, uberamacha with spears. They started scratching themselves with swords and spears to get the davar to try to help them out. So the Gemara is asking. We see from here. The derech to serve the Avodah Zarah is with the spears. Somebody says, you're right. Ella rather, Ema, say the following. Beyad, if you do it with your hand, you're potter. Because that's not the way you do the Avodah Zarah. The kli, but if you do it with the kli, then you're chayiv, because that's the way they used to serve the Avodah Zarah. Fine, so now we learned about Avodah Zarah today. Yes, what you learned today? I learned the way you serve the Zara is you take a kli and you hurt yourself and you give it blood. You give it blood.
Also introduces us to the Musag of Kamish Patan, which we're going to be using with the Giluach.
Oh, yeah, Kami, also we're going to use the same word. We'll use Kamish Patan. Yeah. Let's try to see the Rivan. What does the. Let's see a few Rivans over here. Al Hamais, Beid B'yad Be'im Mekli. Well, six lines down in the narrow line, the Rivan. Al Hamais, if it's on a mace, Bein B'yad Be'im Mekli Chai. The Shrita Ugdida Ksif. Because by it says Shrita and Gdida. The Tavayu, both of them. Asrin Rachman, the Torah says Asr. Right? You now do it with your hand or with a Kli. Right, whether you're like the Tadakama or Rabbi Yaisi, which we like this. According to Rabbi Yaisi, they both mean Shrita and Gdida mean both of them. But even according to Tadakama, there's still two different things. There's going to be Shrita, which is with your hand, and Gdida, which is with the Kli. So everyone agrees there's going to be two different two Isurim here. Whether you do it with the head or with the Kli is for sure Aser. Everyone agrees. But Allah, when they say if you scratch yourself on Avodah Zarah, right? The Yesh Avodah Chavim, there is Avodah Zarah. The way they serve it. Bekach, what is sha'aisim bebesarim that they make in their flesh chaburas, wounds, uptais, and different types of petza. I don't know exactly a good definition, but there's a difference with chaburas, different types of wounds and cuts.
Would that also include like tattoos?
Not for this, that's something else. That's more later, that tattoos. This is specifically cutting yourself.
Tattoos and cutting yourself?
I don't know.
To hear.
Not
the purpose of serving something.
We're referring to scratching yourself because that's the way you used to serve the desire. Tattoo is something else. It's a different problem. We speak about it later in the Gemara. Also an issue. What could you're drawing blood every time you make the tattoo?
Basically.
Right.
And if he's doing it wrong, if he's doing it right,
wrong.
It's
you draw blood every time you make
I don't know anything about tattoos.
You're in the same boat.
So let's see. Well, I have a class after about tattoos. B'yad Chayim, the Derech.
Xbox.
You want to talk to the class?
Tattoos. They want if he makes you. They want if he makes you bleed.
How to put them on? How to put them off? Whatever you want.
They want to ask if he makes you bleed when you put it in. If a guy gets a tattoo on him,
well, yes, it makes you bleed going in. Yes.
It makes you bleed.
You have to use a needle, and the needle actually cuts you.
It's the rest of you
can. As it's projecting
it's the rest
inside.
Of the
So yes. Blood comes out. So if
yes, there is a little blood that comes out. Yes.
So if you do that in grief, if you do a tattoo in grief, then you could get chayiv. Isn't the rest?
If you do a tattoo in grief, maybe.
That's Rabbi Yaakov. That's Rabbi Yaakov's chiddush. If you do a tattoo, and you get a tattoo,
because it's a kli, and
you got to have two things after getting a tattoo. So you get three malchus for this tattoo. It better be worth it.
Right, that's why I brought it up.
Right, and there's a shaman kapikabal that says
that. There are people who make tattoos like in memory of such and such dead person. Blah, blah, blah.
Yes, so. And Rav Zev said they're also putting in their neshama also. Pikabaz, that's very bad. Makes the. They said, you know, right? Neshama, yeah. Right. That's the place I'm saying, even though while Allah has ordered a tattoo, you're not chayv to take it off, but Pikabaz, it's better to take it off.
Right.
The rules that tell them. Yeah, they have a gemach in the yeshiva, whoever wants.
Very, very expensive, very, very.
Yeah. Shalom, everybody. Let's just use free vine, we'll talk about tattoos, because as long as you want. Because this is the way you serve it. Originally, we thought you do it with your hand. And even a type of a desire that this is not the way to serve this specific of a desire. Still, your chayiv the avayda gemuri he biyad because avayda gemuri. Like we said earlier from the Rambam, that there are certain avaydas that even if it's the wrong of a desire, even if it's for the wrong thing, you still chayiv. Which means, let's say you went in front of Baal Pa'ar, in front of a cross. And you went, this guy went and he started letting blood. See, even though this is not the derech to serve the cross, he was just bowing in front of the cross, but since there's like an accepted avodah, one of those avodahs, you're always chayv if you do it to any avodah zarah, right? Mm-hmm. We explained before, if you do the wrong avodah to the wrong avodah zarah, usually you're not chayv, right? Mm-hmm. If you go in front of my coolers, instead of throwing rocks, you go to the bathroom, you're not chayv. Mm-hmm. But here's one of the examples that it's like a universal thing that any avodah zarah you do is in front of, you're always chayiv. Even if that's not the way you're supposed to, even though a guy goes in front of a cross and he does this, it has nothing to do with the cross, he's still chayiv. That's what he's adding on. That's what he's not feeling about his chayiv. It's not the way you serve it. Chayiv, it's like a complete avayda. I don't know all the halachas. There's such a thing with something that's like a regular avayda that you do. Certain things like karbanis and this is a very common thing. It's a certain, very like, general type of avodah zara, therefore you chayiv if you do it in front of any avodah zara, even if you do it unlearned and there's the wrong guy, you still chayiv.
He's saying that this general one is with the hand.
One of them are with. He's saying, and I think he means that avodah gemur he biyad. I don't know what he means exactly with those words.
Okay. If that's the case, then
yeah, no, he's saying with the hand. Meaning, with the hand used to be, at this point, the gemur with the hand was if he's throwing out in front of any avodah zara, you be chayiv. So if you're planning on doing this, it's not a good idea.
But then why is it? How come the Gemara after doesn't say also with the clay? How come then it goes to the negative with the hand?
No, because this point the Gemara thinks it's only the hand. No, he's just saying it's because at this point in the Gemara he's saying biyad, that his concepts are going to stay the same.
Okay, I'm just saying why doesn't the second part of the Gemara after proving that it's the clay just say also with the clay? Well, why doesn't it use the hand?
No, because we know that Derech was only one of them. The Gemara knows.
It's only one.
The Gemara knows that the Derech was only either with the hand or with the clay. I don't know. They knew a little bit. They had a little bit of info from the Pope. They got a little information. They didn't understand exactly.
They weren't so. It has to be one or the other.
Yeah, they know. That's clear. The Gemara knows there was one way to serve the desire, either with the hand or with the clay. Okay. They weren't clear. They thought it was with the hand. The Gemara said, no, it's with the clay. Right. V'ha iplak siv the clay Derech avaydu ulavaydu skenachad. Nechstuka zeh yisraeli kmesh batam. Atzu gadidah kaderech, just like the way she regil and last of it per harovas, like we see with the spears, with the swords, where machav, amal derech avaydu b'kli, we see with the clay. The Gemara said, you're right. The way you do it is going to be with the clay. Baruch Hashem, we're going to stop on the Gemara. We have Shmiras Halasha now. Another big desire coming up for the Shmiras Halasha. Shkaya, Baruch Hashem. Let's keep on going. Baruch Hashem.
Chapter 2.
So we're in the middle of chapter 2 in Shmiras Halasha and Shar. Says the following: if a person speaks Lashon Hara, scary Zayar, he wrote this down also in the beginning of Sefer Chafetz Chaim. If a person speaks Lashon Hara on his friend and he arouses dinim on him, he makes on high a very big prosecution against the entire Jewish people, and this is what gives the Satan strength to prosecute against Klal Yisrael. Because even if we do things wrong, people don't speak Lashon Hara, Hashem doesn't let the Satan speak Lashon Hara prosecute against us. But once we start speaking Lashon Hara, then he has permission to start telling on us. Shema. It says there's a Ruach Achaz, this is for the Zohar called Parash Bekute. There is a spirit that stands on top of those Bali Lashon Hara. And when these people arouse it by speaking Lashon Hara, or this person awoken this evil spirit when he spoke Lashon Hara, then it has aroused this Ruach Tuma on high, this evil spirit on high, which is called, he says the name of it, what it's called, if you want to look it up, he says this hovers over this Hisaris of Lashon Hara, and it opens, and this that this person opened up, it's like a evil thing, this guy like let like some type of poison, some type of like nuclear out of the bag. And this guy, he like takes it, this stuff that he takes it. So like our words of Kedusha, they take the Malachim take it. This guy, he's like waiting. He takes it, and he brings it up. He brings it up to Shemayim. He takes Malach these words of another Ruach Toma that came out of the words of Shnara. This bad guy, and he brings it up, and it goes up, and with this, he uses this that he causes death, sword, and plague in the world. So this is the stuff that he uses. He takes this guy's Ruach Toma. He just spoke Lashonara. This is the same exact, this nuclear stuff. And he takes that and he uses that to kill people. Like that is the poison. That Ruach Tumah, he like, that's like, because Yavash is giving him ammunition. Like that's what filled up the Atari, that gives him ammunition, now he can kill people. Scary. Here's what gives him ammunition. And it says, woe to those who wake up this side of evil. And they don't protect their mouths and their tongues. And they're not worried about this. And they don't know that by them speaking over here, this is dependent on the awakening of this evil force on high. He says, and they don't realize that their actions over here have effect on high, whether for good or for bad. And now they all prosecute, and they all arouse this Nachash HaGadol, this big, huge, evil snake. Shema Katri, now it's your prosecute on the world. And it's all because of what? All because of this awakening of Lashon Hara, when it's awakened and it's found in this world, the Mata. Chef should save us. Yeah. Yeah.